Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On a Tuesday morning, time for our weekly chat with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner. Good morning, sir.
Hey, happy day before Thanksgiving to both of you.
Thanksgiving Eve, huh?
The day before, yeah, the day before like Thanksgiving.
The day before, the day before, yeah.
Something like that.
Right. People are already thinking about it and celebrating and thinking about that turkey and dressing and so forth. I understand that the Sedgwick County Commission will not be having a meeting tomorrow, which means that you'll probably work anyway, probably go in there and work 8 or 9, 10 hours just because you think you ought to be there on a Wednesday, right?
Yes, for sure.
pretty sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that funny how on Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, the streets are empty usually, everything's closed. It's a good day, Thanksgiving Day.
All right. Well, what can we talk about this morning? You got anything on top of your mind? I'm kind of skunked now. I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Well, something that is kind of, I don't really know if it's in the news or not, but too much. But, there's an appointment of a group of citizens to kind of review every 10-year required redistricting.
Okay,
that'll be going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're actually meeting the first time today. They're all appointed, so they got to get sworn in and they'll start. It's quite a difficult task, but they're going to give it a good shot, I'm sure.
How many plans then are actually being considered? I thought at one time it was 10 and then 8. How many are you going to look at?
Well, the first 8 that we received were all computer generated by input directly from the census. So all the data they could get from the census put in spreadsheets and in the GIS department. So all of those first 8 maps, I would say, are really independently created via the data from the census. And then there's another 3 maps that have shown up that and anybody could, but a couple of commissioners took a stab at making their own version of what a shifting of a couple of precincts would do. So there's 11 that could be looked at.
Wow. Okay. So then what comes down to who's going to make the decision and when's that going to happen?
Well, Steve, 10 years ago, there was just a small couple of changes because the 10 years before that, the growth in population was pretty equal among districts. And so they needed to, they just barely switched a couple of precincts around and life went on. It wasn't controversial. And today, 10 years ago, today, 10 years later, we've grown 25,000 people in Sedgwick County. That's basically 5,000 per district. And then when you look at it, there's 3 districts that are still right within that 1% of plus or minus error. But there's 2 districts where one district grew a lot of population and another district didn't grow near as fast. So if you wanted to do it simply, you could just shift shift some population from one district that's over to the other district that's under, and then it's over. But I don't know. If you wanted to start shifting others around, then the ones that are equal, if you take some precincts away, then you're going to have to give some precincts back.
Right.
If you could kind of understand that. So you can take it very, very methodically simple, or you can start kind of, throwing stuff around. So we'll see what they say.
Okay. Well,
I like the simple solution,
which is?
Well, it's kind of funny. I'll just say this because it's ironic that mm-hmm. 5 years ago there was four Republican male and one Democrat male. Remember, Tim Norton was still there. And so 10 years later, so what they did what they did 10 years ago, and there 10 years later, there's three Democrats. I mean, three Republicans, two Democrats, two female, one Hispanic. So it's I don't know whatever they did. I don't know if it was on purpose or not or intentional, but it's our commission today of five is a little more representative of the community. So
that's a good.
That's what I think their goal. So
that's a good point, Pete. In that the voters out there are not all white males, and sometimes I think right. that we look at that as. As a people, what they that's the voters, and it's not. I mean, such a wide diversity now in who we have in our communities.
Yeah, and if you look at even at the national electorate right now, I was in a meeting yesterday, and on the federal representation, I think the Republicans, most every one of their victories in the congressional districts were female and female or Hispanic or minority, and so I think the public getting involved in being elected, it is good. I think there's a lot of retired military people that have had experience in the military that feel strongly about the country, and I think there's a lot of people here strongly locally feel strongly about being downtown or being in the city council or on the county commission. And my hope always is that whoever's in there brings a level of leadership or community and can balance out between economic development and all the other things that go along with trying to make a city better, I think.
All right. So Thanksgiving Day is coming up this week. What is your special message, Thanksgiving message? For the people of Sedgwick County, what do you got to say?
Well, I hope that everybody take a deep breath. It's just it's now after COVID, a little bit or a lot after COVID, where we can gather again, and Thanksgiving was a very memorable time for me and many people. We the old years ago, we'd play football in the backyard and just get together with friends and family and also remember those that are obviously less fortunate and pause to say a prayer for them and just try to enjoy and try to take a breath and enjoy life and appreciate everything we've done.
Probably more than, I think, personally, more than any other holiday, this is family day, family holiday.
It seems to be. My wife and I were just talking about that. I said, Thanksgiving sometimes is even better than the Christmas day with all the presents. It's just sitting around and visiting but Christmas is obviously very special. But this is a good day.
All right,
good day,
Pete. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk with you next week. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble gobble.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.